The acting head of the Bureau of Land Management, recently reappointed, has been a controversial choice to lead the agency. In the past, William Perry Pendley has argued against federal ownership of public lands and has questioned the established science on climate change. As an attorney, he repeatedly sued the federal government. Pendley spoke at a conference for environmental journalists in Colorado on Friday. KJZZ's Brett Jaspers was there. He is here now. Hey, Brett.
Hi.
So let's start with climate change. How did Pendley address questions about the effects of climate change on public lands?
Well, journalists asked him over and over what he thinks the effects of climate change are on public lands, and Pendley repeatedly said his personal views aren't relevant, and that Interior Secretary David Bernhardt has acknowledged that climate change is real and human-caused.
Although Bernhardt also last spring said he, quote, hadn't lost any sleep, end quote, over carbon emissions in the U.S.
Right. So there are these ambiguities in rhetoric while the administration is opening up more land to fossil fuel development. Let me play you a clip that demonstrates how Pendley handled the climate change question. Here's Montana journalist Amy Martin asking him about the draft environmental impact statement for proposed drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. It's about a minute of tape, but worth hearing.
In the response to the comments on the draft EIS on the leasing program for the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, the BLM responded to comments, concerns about climate change, saying there is no climate crisis. So which is it? Is there a climate crisis? Is it human caused or not?
Yeah, I read that comment too. But that does not overwhelm the hundreds and hundreds of pages that were spent discussing in a very real scientific way that issue.
But it does speak to the discrepancy that we're trying to solve here. So because I agree, there's lots of talk about climate change in that draft EIS.
That's right.
But that comment undermines everything that said. So which one is
it? I don't think it undermines it at all. What is it, two sentences?
It's repeated multiple times,
overwhelms hundreds of pages? I disagree. Right. And when we make a decision on that, I can tell you what will guide our opinion and our decision. It won't be those two sentences. It'll be hundreds of pages spent on it and a hard look at that issue.
Pendley also said he hadn't been briefed yet on climate change from his department's experts.
All right. So, Brett, did he have anything specific to say about Arizona?
Two particular things to Arizona came up: the reduction in the Bears Ears National Monument in southeastern Utah and the moratorium on new mining claims near the Grand Canyon. Pendley says he's recused from both of those things and he couldn't comment. Pendley, you know, some people may know that he spent about 30 years as head of the conservative legal group, the Mountain States Legal Foundation. And so he may be recused from making decisions on a long list of issues that come before the Bureau of Land Management.
Well, did he reveal anything about his plans or approach as head of BLM?
Well, he made clear that he thinks environmental reviews for projects under the National Environmental Policy Act should happen relatively quickly. This NEPA process is what the government uses to evaluate how a project would affect the environment, and it's where agencies take public comments on a particular proposal. Here's what Pendley said about NEPA.
I believe that NEPA is essentially where projects go to die. I mean, we have an obligation to do NEPA, but the American public deserves an answer. It deserves a timely answer. In other words, should we be doing an EIS on one project for 10 years or 5 years or 3 years? How long should it take? Secretary Bernhardt came in and said, let's cut the time it takes to get these things done so people have answers.
And environmental groups are saying that these reviews under NEPA are happening really quickly. The proposal to drill in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge is one example.
All right, that's KJZZ's Brett Jaspers. Thanks, Brett.
You're welcome.